Much of Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph is discussing Refuah and Shabbos. Of course, a very halacha l'maaseh sugya. So the Tosos is discussing that there's a nafkamina between internal injuries and external injuries, and this comes into play regarding what kind of refuah can be done by Avdei Kochavim, which cannot be done by Avdei Kochavim. And so the one of the potential injuries that, according to some, is considered internal is a maka that's gava yad or gava regel, injury to the hand, top of the hand or the top of the foot, that's considered an internal injury. And machal on Shabbos, and you can be machal Shabbos for such an injury. Toser, the Ramaskal maka shal gava yad says, hey, yishanu choli sha'Allah shama elav, that we're talking about some type of infection, a sickness that comes on its own, o shalo ayde makas cherev. But what we're talking about here is not talking about getting cut, like let's say from a sword. However, it is in fact true that getting cut by a sword, you always would be mechal Shabbos for. Kedam Rishmul b'samach hay pedasa mechal le'alah Shabbos le'sakanahi u'mfarshim pedasa makas cherev. Shmuel says that a reason to violate Shabbos for refuah is for a pedasa, and we say that pedasa means getting cut by a sword. So we see that there's actually two types of wounds that we are mechal Shabbos for. One can be external in the sense that it's a cut on the top of the hand, but it could be a very deep gash. And the other we're talking about is an actual infection, which is obviously more internal. The Amud also addresses teeth. Is teeth internal or external? It's also a very halachal maisa. Talk about chachoshesh b'shinov, one who has soreness in his teeth. Can he take refuah on Shabbos or not? If it makes him bedridden or not is a lot of discussion. So kachi v'shinai, right? So we talk about what seems to be gums and teeth as what we want to know if that's external or internal. Tosos the Ramaskal kachi says perishu kuntres makom moshav hashinayim zin tshiv, that this is referring to the gums where the teeth lie on. V'kasha the kamar v'samach kevan de koshi, but this is difficult to say that. Because we say that the kachi are hard and gums are termed to be soft, not hard. The Gemara in Chulin discusses a lion whose kachi and his teeth fell out, and you don't usually talk about gums falling out. Tosfos citing other sources that again showing you that the word of kachi that has to do with eating, which seems to be more in relation to teeth than it has to do with gums. Lakach nira lefarish kachi heim shinaim gadolos mishos belaz vishine heim haachros. So it sounds, says Tosfos, that the kachi are talking about the big teeth, we're talking about the molars here. And the shinav are the other teeth, the teeth in front. So two different types of teeth we're talking about, not talking about the gums as well as the teeth.